Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Aerosmith bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Fisher. Robert J. Fisher is the name of the book, The Naked Portfolio Manager, Why Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street. And over the years, Bob has taught us a number of different things, but today we're talking about ageism, what he calls, what is being called ageism, which is, and you know, Bob, I had a conversation about this with someone last week. Sarah Heiner, who's the CEO of, I just can't say the name of their publication, but I'll say it. She actually wrote a blog about this, and she's about your age. She's pretty close to your age. And she's here I have two members of my brain trust who are feeling the need to speak out about this these days. I think that's a very interesting thing that's happening. What do you think that
is? We're relatively young in the prime of our lives. But, I mean, one of the things about ageism is it's a prejudice that people have even against themselves. And all of us are going to get older. Well, all of us are getting older, and all of us are going to be over 50 one day if we don't die first. And we have to realize that this part of our lives is just as important, is an incredibly important. And one of the things, I know you're not supposed to use profanity on the radio.
Thank you.
But I'm gonna break that rule a little bit and tell you, I hear people say senior moment, and in my mind, that's profanity.
Mm-hmm.
You hear people, I'm having a senior moment. I forgot something, right? Well, I've raised four teenagers, and let me tell you something. They forget their homework. They forget their lunch.
they forget
their gym.
They forget
clothes,
to call you back.
And they don't call those junior moments.
I like that. That's good. No,
so
you're right.
When we can't remember somebody's name, it's not only because we didn't learn it in the first place.
That's right.
When we meet Mr. Schmockenneckel, we have to stop and say, oh, that's an interesting name, sir. Can you tell me how you spell that? And so we fix it in our mind, and then we won't forget it. But we never hear it right in the first place, and then we think we're having a profanity senior moment.
Right, exactly. No, I think you're right. Let me ask you a question. Every generation, every older generation has had this moment you and I are talking about right now with the younger generations. As far back as there have been generations, we have all kinds of evidence of the writing, you know, from 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years ago of people indignant about how the young people were treating them. That's been going on a long time. Do you think it's worse now than it has been before?
Oh, it absolutely is worse now.
And why?
And it has a lot to do with, if you look at movies, in the year 2020, over one-third of the U.S. population will be over 50. But if you look at movies, only about 12% of the characters are over 60 years old, and many of them are portrayed as feeble or incompetent. And that compound effect affects what people believe.
Let me throw another area at Bob that you, I think you'll recognize it's a burr under my blanket and has been now for a long time. Look at the number of people who are talking heads on television, any channel, find any channel, and look at the number of people who are under 40 and number of people who are over 40. You'll see that that probably half of them are under 30, and then the other and another higher percentage are under 50, under 40, and then anybody in their late 50s, 60s, maybe 70s, they're like in the single digits, And when they answer questions, when some of these younger people, younger talking heads, when they're talking about a topic, they have no taproot in the issue. They don't know anything about the history. And there's so many things that an older person who's would be just as smart or smarter and would have a record of what they're talking about could add so much more to the conversation. And these and I'm yelling at the television, you don't know about this. You don't know about whatever. And it's, I think there's a lot of ageism in the media, in the television media.
Oh, huge amount.
And by the way, it doesn't hurt if you're pretty, male and female.
No. But this ageism is insidious.
It's the reason I've done so well on the radio. They don't have to look at my face.
Well, but you're pretty.
But no, I think it's a way of dumbing down the information we're getting from television.
Yes. Well, I said I want to live to 100. I want to be healthy, disease free that whole time. Once I live to be 100, I want to make love to a younger woman, maybe 95 or so, and then just die with a smile on my face. And there's a website I want to give your listeners.
All right, quickly.
NutritionFacts.org. It's by a friend of mine named Dr. Michael Greger.
NutritionFacts.org.
And it's how to live a very long, disease-free life.
All right. Hold on to that thought. We'll come back with Bob Fisher. Bob, give us your website, please.
My website is VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com.
All right. So check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Bob Fisher. I'm Jim Blassingame. More Righteous Indignation.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.